Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines News in Brief for March 3rd. I'm your host, John McGowan. For campus news this week, for Black History Month, interns at Columbia's Fashion Study Collection spent weeks researching and showing pieces from Black fashion designers and artists to share on social media. Through the process, the collection interns found pieces in the collection they did not realize they had during their research. Sophomore Fashion Studies major Anya Tapley says finding the undiscovered clothing was fun.
So we've been having to do a lot of digging into their personal websites and interviews and things like that to get information, which has just been really rewarding for us. We found things in the collection that we didn't know we had, and it's just been a really fun process. We did do some Black History Month posting, I think maybe 2 years ago, but we wanted to not post the same things over again, so it was just nice and a fun little challenge for us.
Sophomore Fashion Studies major Sophia Kloon says the process helped her learn.
Every time you take out one of these pieces and you dig in a little bit deeper, you learn so much about either the garment itself or you learn about the artist.
The Fashion Study Collection posts regularly on Instagram at Fashion Studies Collection, where they showcase pieces from the collection and update people on the events they are hosting. In classrooms across campus this week, students reported that many of their peers and instructors still chose to wear masks. When instructors wore masks, students said they often did too, either out of respect or because it reminded them. Some students told the Chronicle that their instructors had not been enforcing the mask mandate even before it was lifted, and in those classroom settings, many students had already ditched masks before the mandate went away. Senior film and television major Charles Patrick says he feels for the teachers who would rather continue wearing them.
I don't know if it's too early or not. I just feel like we shouldn't take it off if it's too early. And I'm worried because I guess the teachers don't really have a choice about being around people that are unmasked or not. So I just feel for them a little bit.
Erica McKeon, a graduate student studying photography, recently unveiled her other life in her photography exhibit titled Reveal. The show portrays the world of burlesque performance and sex work, alongside McKeon's perspective of her friend's work in two collections titled Flores Turquesas, 7 Years with Kitty Tornado, and Days of Rust, Self-Portraits. Reveal is on display at the Columbia Arcade Gallery, located at 618 South Michigan, through March 21st. Students recited passionate poetry, sang lyrics of love, and performed immersive monologues at the 15th Annual Paint It Black Showcase last Friday at the Student Center. The show is sponsored by the Black Student Union. The student staff of the Columbia Chronicle won 31 awards from the Illinois College Press Association this past weekend, including top honors for a print publication for a medium-sized school, a coveted sweepstakes award for most points earned across categories, and two podcasting awards for yours truly. In Metro news this week, Ukrainian flags rippled last Friday as community members gathered in Chicago's Ukrainian Village. The event was in commemoration of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. The rally was organized by the Illinois Division of the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America and St. Nicholas Ukrainian Church. Speakers at the event included Mayor Lori Lightfoot, U.S. Reps Raja Krishnamurthy and Mike Quigley, in addition to multiple Ukrainian activists and church members. After the elections on Tuesday night, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is out, and mayoral candidates Paul Vallis, former Chicago Public Schools CEO, and Brandon Johnson, Cook County Commissioner, will be facing each other in a runoff election scheduled for April 4th. After sending out 200 job applications, Columbia graduate Kirby Callen decided to create a fake billboard. The online stunt landed him a dream job. Learn more about both stories on this week's Chronicle Headlines. For arts and culture this week, Jewish people of color are sharing their stories of balancing both religion and racial identities. For more details on these stories and more, check out ColumbiaChronicle.com at any time. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. For upcoming events this week on Sunday, join the Renegades Outdoor Collective outside the Student Center for a trip to the Smart Museum of Art. On Tuesday, join the National Society of Leadership and Success at 623 South Wabash to attend a live speaker event with FUBU founder Damon John. On Wednesday, RSVP to attend a Knit and Sip event as a part of De-Stress Fest. On Thursday, Malkia Williams' Talking Bodies is a multimedia exhibition that explores the relationship between the human mind and body, and how that relationship is altered by the identities that we each hold in this world. It will be held at the C33 Gallery. Join ROC and Renegades Volleyball for their second annual clothing swap at the Student Center, and bring a friend and your favorite records for Student Diversity and Inclusion's Vinyl Connect event at 618 South Michigan. And on Friday, come workshop your journaling skills at another De-Stress Fest event, RSVP to attend. For more details on these and other events, go to Columbia's Engage app or the Engage portal on colum.edu. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and listen to this week's Chronicle headlines for more info and insight on stories. I've been your host, John McGowan. Thank you for listening.